Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Akwa of Christ is All Ministries. Society continually seeks to devalue the lives of the unborn, creating its own definitions of humanity based on distorted views of morality. But the undeniable fact is that life begins at creation, and a human is created as soon as he or she is conceived. God is present at our creation. He is, in fact, our Creator, and our value as human beings created in His image is conceived even before we are. You see, the Bible is far from silent on the topic of the sanctity of human life, especially preborn life in the womb. In several scriptures speak of the value of preborn life created in God's image from the moment of fertilization. In today's message titled, Life Begins in the Womb, Evangelist Paul Akwa seeks to awaken and intensify your joyful and grateful reverence for the gift of human life from conception to delivery. Let's join in.
We all had an identity, a purpose, a calling on our lives before we came out of our mother's womb. There is overwhelming evidence in scriptures. This is something that's greatly close to God's heart. Let's read a few scriptures to show this. Your life and future began even before conception. The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5 that, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. See, that's what the Bible is saying. So the call of Jeremiah as a prophet was extraordinary. It was God's plan for him even before he was conceived. The same was with the Apostle Paul. He said in Galatians chapter 1, verses 15 and 16 that, but when God, who set me apart from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, was pleased to reveal his son in me so that I might preach him among the Gentiles, my immediate response was not to consult any human being. So this Apostle Paul saying that God separated him from his mother's womb. You know, so you and I is the same thing. You see, the prophecies about John the Baptist's birth and the Messiah's birth contained similar principles. God had planned John's future even before he was born. Even God himself coming as a human flesh had already been planned before the foundation of this earth. God had chosen from time immemorial where and how his promised Messiah would be born and what he was supposed to do even before he was born as a human being. Bible says in Matthew chapter 1 verse 21 that, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. You see, even before Jesus was born as a human being, God has a plan for humanity, and we need to protect that. The best place to start is in the mother's womb, where life's journey starts, where life's journey begins. There is therefore no question about abortion. See, you can ask mothers, when a mother is offered ultrasound scan at between 6 and 12 weeks of pregnancy, she can see her baby, hear that tiny baby's heartbeat, and might even see some hand waving or acrobatics. Ultrasound scan reveals life, and I pray that a mother hearing me who is considering abortion will choose life and stop abortion. Let's read Psalm 139 verses 13 and 16 from the NIV translation. Psalm 139 verses 13 to 16. For you created my inmost being, unite me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Incredible. So this shows that God knows unborn children. It's not only after a child comes out of the womb that is a viable life. You can debate or say what you like, but let me ask you a question. When does life start? Life begins at conception. That's what the Bible is saying. Bible says in Luke chapter 1 verse 41, when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. So you see, life begins in the womb. The Holy Spirit filled John the Baptist when he was in his mother's womb, as I just read to you. The Holy Spirit filled him even before he was born. A child is a separate human being who God considers a person before he is born. He put his Holy Spirit inside John the Baptist while he was still in his mother's womb. And that child leaped out with joy at the sound of Mary's salutation. That's powerful. I don't know if the word of God means anything to you or not. That's all I can say. We should not terminate the life of an unborn child. But if you claim to believe the Bible, then you have to believe that when you terminate the life of an unborn child, then you are killing a person. Some will believe that it's not a viable human being. It cannot survive out of the womb. The scripture teaches that a child is a human being from the time of conception. The Holy Spirit filled John the Baptist when he was in his mother's womb. And John the Baptist expressed joy in his mother's womb. Hallelujah. You cannot scripturally say that a child is not a human being until it's delivered and exists on its own. The scriptures show that God has a purpose and plan. He separated us as individuals while we were still in our mother's womb. The Holy Spirit came to possess them. They had emotions and joy while they were still in their mother's womb. That's what the Bible says. And every Christian who says, "I don't care," a woman should have her own choice over her own body. You don't have a choice to murder someone, especially an innocent person. Let's protect these unborn children because life begins in our mother's womb. I'm not saying this to hurt anybody. I am not saying this to cause you grief or pain, but I am saying this to present the truth and to spare the millions of children whose lives are not protected because of abortion. The Word of God makes it very clear that a child is a child from the moment of conception. We have to defend the life of an unborn child. So you may ask, why are people aborting babies? A survey was done among women about their reason for abortion. Here is the result of the survey. There were multiple answers, so here are some percentages. 74% said having a baby would interfere with their career or education or their ability to care for other family members. That may be true, but that's not a reason to kill a person because it's an inconvenience upon you. 73% said they couldn't afford a baby. 48% said they didn't want to be a single mother or have a relationship problem that the baby would cause. You see, 25% didn't want anyone know that they had sex or were pregnant. 1% were the victims of rape. Less than 1% became pregnant as a result of incest. Still, there is no justification for killing another human being. Just because something terrible was done to you, incest or rape, doesn't mean you should do something terrible to another person. 4% had medical issues, and that was morning sickness, and this made them feel bad. So it wasn't even a doctor that said this was a life-threatening thing. The unbelievers don't understand why we say abortion is wrong, because it's all about them. It's all about self. They are their own gods. They don't submit to anybody. They don't want the inconvenience of a baby. They don't want the responsibility.
They don't want the financial drain. They don't want the emotional stress. They don't want their lifestyle to be affected. These are unbelievers' reasons. But I cannot understand a person who claims to be a Christian embracing and promoting and supporting abortion. It's certainly contrary to the scripture. And the only way I can understand a Christian promoting that and embracing it is that they are not well informed. They don't know what the word of God says. They get their immorality from movies and TV shows, from books and magazines. That's the only way I can understand the person has been totally deceived. It's totally incompatible for people who say they are Christians and believe the word of God to support abortion. Abortion is not a godly thing, my friend. It doesn't matter what your reasons are. People talk about rape and incest. Rape is still not a justification for killing a child just because the child is a product of rape. It's a separate human life. They will tell you that because the child is a product of rape, aborting it will solve your problem. The world will say that, how can you force a woman to keep a child out of rape? But it's been shown statistically that women who make a choice of abortion from rape do far worse than women who don't, both physically and emotionally, but mostly emotionally. Even though rape is a terrible thing, and I can understand the emotions and everything else, is still a life, and you do not have the right to take a child's life just because it's inconvenient to you or whatever the reasons are. Sometimes I hear people saying the baby could have a birth defect or something. Is that a reason to kill a child? Because in some people's opinion, the child has less opportunity to have quality life. They are even making decisions based on the gender. If you want a boy and they turn out to be girl, you can abort them. It's terrible, you know? People will say this child could be born with Down syndrome, so you have to consider terminating their life. Just because a child has Down syndrome, because a child has some sort of physical problem, it's not a reason to kill that child. I heard people say that child could grow up and have a rough life. The only thing that I will ever agree with in an abortion is if the life of the mother is at risk. And not just about morning sickness or inconvenience, but the choice of either the child had to live or the mother. That's a hard choice to make. I might agree to that, but I will be very hesitant to that. There have been some women who put their lives on the line and said they will go ahead and deliver the child, even if it will cost them their lives. And I think that's a noble way to go about things. There is nothing that justifies taking the life of another individual because the woman doesn't want morning sickness, because the woman doesn't want to deal with the hardships of raising a family, because the woman doesn't feel qualified. If you don't feel qualified, give the baby for adoption. And if you have not received Christ as your personal savior, now is the time to do so, so you can understand the things of God and live to please him. If you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.